everyone. My name is James Joseph. I am so excited to be here today. So thankful for the WMPG and all of the workers and for having me. It's been a great privilege and a wonderful opportunity to have been a USM student right from the start, 2017. And I can still believe I'm graduating. It's wonderful. And I'm so thankful for all of my friends, my colleagues, my professors, my fellow classmates that has actually made this dream possible. Because looking back, I couldn't be more thankful. Thank you so much. I am here today to deliver this speech. Thank you as you listen. Greetings, dear guests, students, faculty members, and staff. It is a great privilege that I stand before you today, not just as a student, but as a member of USM Greek community, as a brother, as a son, and as a friend. My heart is filled with so much gratitude to bring you this speech. Today, I address you as a member of the graduating class of 2022, a dream I never could have imagined, having come from a home of four siblings, where our care provider was a nurse, midwife, and a mother. At a very young age, losing my mother to mental illness and without a parent figure, it was hard finding my identity and navigating through life and school. I came to understand responsibility, commitment, and resilience when instead of being able to be a child and be cared for, I became the provider. I thought I was going to be a high school dropout to provide the fundamental needs of my family. I often asked myself why, until I realized we are not all victims. Life happens, and we are shaped by these difficult moments and turn them into an opportunity to triumph, grow, serve, and become who we are meant to be. Since then, my education has become paramount and my first priority. Enrolling at USM after moving from my home country, Nigeria, and becoming a first-generation college student was a dream I never thought would be possible. In spite of all I had encountered in life, this privilege provided an avenue to further my academics, propelled me towards a brighter future, and allowed me to become part of a great community. I remember feeling so ecstatic, and the joy that filled my heart was incomprehensible. After my sophomore year at USM, another challenge that seemed insurmountable arose, and I could no longer register for classes. Every effort made towards continuing my academics wasn't working. I almost gave up. Then I remember meeting with my advisors and explaining my situations. They understood my situation and felt my pain, my worry, and fear. Within this uncertainty, but a solution. I recalled what President Cummings once said 2-3 years ago during President's breakfast. When challenges arise, USM faculty and staff will be here to assist, meeting their goals, ensuring student success and achievements. Today, I am here before you as a fellow graduating student with the ability to define my tomorrow. My fellow graduates, as we transition out of our USM community into the world, I challenge us to go into this new chapter with courage to be that change we want to see in the world, with a constant reminder of our core values and the foundation on which they were built. Respect, care, integrity, equity, and responsiveness. I challenge us to go beyond these walls, to be that teacher or professor that instructs with integrity, that therapist, nurse, or physician that ensures excellent care for their patients, that social worker, translator, or communicator that gives voice to the voiceless, that advocate, lawyer, defendant that goes the extra mile to ensure equity and justice for all, or that engineer that makes the world a better place through their innovations. As we do this, we all are taking a great step forward to making the world a better place, working in tandem within our various communities in love, peace, and hope for a better tomorrow. And as this race comes to an end, I want to say thank you, faculty and staff, because you've not only enlightened us, but you have shown us what it means to be an incredible individual who set goals to make a significant difference and great impact on the community and the world. Thank you for creating a community where collaborative work builds crucial connections, where mutually exchange ideas, and where the focus is on providing students with academically excellent experiences, for giving each child's heart the possibility to succeed and feeding their intellectual curiosity by creating equality, justice, and purpose, opportunity that will last a lifetime. Thank you. Class of 2022, congratulations.